And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous, Monumental, Most Fascinating, Massively Mind-Bending Monday as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, oh my, Elihu brings home the bacon, which is funny because this is really the Jewish part of the Bible, and you probably shouldn't say that, but it's still funny. Brings home the bacon when he tells Job that God is greater than any person. Why are you bringing a charge against God? He does not respond to people's complaints. This could be one of the key issues of every individual walk with God. Here's the question. Why, God? Here's another answer. Ready? Why not, David? The truth is that God surpasses everyone else and owes no man any explanation at any time for anything. Period. Next, and yet in God's tremendous mercy, he continues to speak repeatedly. However, people fail to listen and to recognize the voice of God. When God speaks, people often mistake it for thunder because they aren't attentive to the message being conveyed. God even takes the time to communicate with mankind through their dreams. He whispers warnings in their ears, and even while they sleep, and these messages come directly from God, yet they go unnoticed. So here's a hidden gem as we close it out. The proclamation of the gospel is found in Job chapter 33, verse 23. The Lord mentions that people long for a special messenger from heaven. And if that messenger prays for a person's righteousness to be declared, God will respond in answer to that prayer. Well, guess who the answer to that prayer is? The answer is Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we have a special messenger from heaven who intercedes for us. When we position ourselves to receive blessings from this special messenger, we discover that God hears all our prayers. Now, isn't that amazing?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Oh, yeah, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D. That's like talking to a brother that is praying for you and will keep on praying for you because you are his family in the Lord.
That is very true, Dave.
That is very, very true, isn't it? Right? Okay, so we did do our first half hour there in San Diego. We're not broadcasting right now in San Diego, but if you're listening from San Diego, you can still participate on every level. You can call, you can text, you can email, you can do any of those things. And that was fun. We had some really cool hiccups. Should we tell them about the big hiccup right before?
Why not?
Okay, so 20 seconds before the show, 30 seconds before the show went on, my microphone, you couldn't hear in my mic, in my headset. So we had the grace of God, used the classic engineer to save our lives.
And he's right in the room with me now. You know the funny thing with that, Dave? I said to myself, perfect timing. Not really.
Yeah, right. Excellent job by that engineer. So we just want to thank him for that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And just the grace of God. And so we got through it. You guys were probably going, what? So you don't think of all the bells and whistles that go off at the last minute, but they do. It's part of the fun of live radio. So please be praying for us as we get this together and kind of function just a little bit more smoothly. We'll figure it out. It'll take some time, but of course, that is the best part about live radio. Right there. It's just that much fun. A couple things I do want to remind you. We are going to be bringing back in, although running late into the month, August Buddies. We kind of blew it there in the first week. We'll pick it back up tomorrow as we kind of settle in and things settle down a little bit. And I just want you guys to be praying for one another, because without that prayer for one another, it's big, 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 big trouble. If you've got, by the way, a prayer request, reach out to the show and we'll pray for you right now. If you've got a praise report, something that's gone well, you just want to acknowledge the Lord. Remember we said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Will Rogers calls up and says, so. That's pretty good. So if you desire, give us a holler. You can share your praise report if you can. Or if you want to share a prayer request, we'll be able to do that. Plus, additionally, we do trivia. Here's your trivia question. How old was Noah when he entered the ark? How old? You don't have to be perfect, but you got to have ballpark. How old was Noah when he entered the ark? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. How old was the Noah man when he went into the ark? Wow. Right? That's a good question. All right. We're going to get into our text. Are we missing anything? I don't think we're missing anything.
Nope, I think we're good to go.
All right. Good to go. All right. Good to go.
Okay. Or go to be good.
That's good too. All right, here we are in Job. I'm just going to tell you right now, this last thing we're going to teach in Job, the gospel in the book of Job. Yeah. We'll get to there. Okay, first, here is this one great thing. And when I said Elihu brings home the bacon, this is so good. Listen to what happens here. This is Job chapter 33. And this is Job chapter 33. And this is basically, this is verse 12. And it's the second part of verse 12. So we'd say it's 12b is what we would say. Okay? All right. Here's what he says. This is Elihu responding to Job. He says, in this you are not right, and I will show you why. As you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. Yeah, you can just stop there. You don't have to go anywhere else. God is greater than any person. Let's just understand exactly what is being defined, okay? It is great that mankind has these wonderful gifts. We even have moments of brilliance, and let's be honest, moments of grace, moments of love and mercy. It's fantastic. That part's all totally awesome. But then, of course, there's this other side of the coin. Not only have we learned how to care and to give and to love, we've learned how to murder, destroy, and kill in so many new ways. Every 100 years brings a whole new generation of how to hurt people. Now we hurt people at a whole new level. In the last 20 years, we've learned about 3,000 new ways to hurt people. In fact, it almost hurts every time you turn on your television. It's just like that hurts. It's just so absurd, right? But the ultimate irony is the very original sin of Adam and Eve is the same sin that is going on right now today. And that is mankind trying to equate themselves on some kind of equal par with God. So let's just understand what we're talking about. Adam and Eve are in the garden. It's kind of a fun garden. Yay! The enemy tells them, hey, you should eat this. This is like really, really good. No, we're not supposed to eat that. God told us not to eat that. The enemy goes, come on, if you eat this, you'll be what? Like who? God. Oh, wait. So your state as a human being, your position as a human being is not satisfactory? You feel there's a need for you to be equal with God? Well, that's the same thing that's going on now, that people dropping their morality on people based on their feelings and their understanding is them acting like their God. Uh-oh. So it's really no different than, you know, people say, well, if I was in the garden, I wouldn't have done it. You're doing the same thing now. What are you talking about? It's the same sin. I'm equal with God. No, you're not. And God is greater than man and owes no man any explanation, knows no man anything, does not require to respond. People could think, well, he's got to. No, he doesn't. Well, he's got to give me an answer. No, he doesn't. We've got to explain this. No, he doesn't. Just keep going. There is nothing, nothing that you can say that God owes you. Well, he's got to be true to this. I'm just telling you, you can't tell God. You're not allowed to say bupkis. It doesn't mean God doesn't care. He could have a thought and it would all disappear, including you and me. Will he do that? No, it'd be contrary to his nature as he's revealed himself to us. Could he do that? Okay. See that difference? You're not God. I'm not God. We're not God. And just quite frankly, the church is supposed to do its best to reflect Jesus Christ. The church is not God. God is God. Stop that. He alone is in charge and owes no man any explanation. And so when we turn to God and we go, hey, right there, right then, the fact that he doesn't smite us, that we are not, I like that word smite, that we are not smitten and not in a good way. What is that all about? That's because we have this arrogance floating through us that says we're entitled to know. No, you're not. If God decides to reveal it to you, he will. If he decides not to, he won't. If you don't like it, tough. It's like, what are you going to do? Who are you going to argue with? So is God like a person? No, God is greater than any person. And so what's important to understand is there is nothing that God owes anyone an explanation for, ever. How about that for the bacon?
I wonder, did Adam and Eve have that little music playing when they sing that little music that you did? Did they have that playing?
All right, we got to answer a trivia question. How old was Noah when he went into the ark? Do you know how old Noah was when he went into the ark?
This is a guess, and I want to say 40, but I could be really wrong. What was it, Dave?
600.
Oh, wow.
It was 500 when the whole thing started. 600 when we won the ark. So the ark
old.
Building was either 100 years, 93 years, 90 years, 85 years, somewhere. It was a long time. That's not the point. The point, 600. It's like, my back hurts.
That's a little seasoned.
He's a little bit in there, right? All right, 600 years old. All right, we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassador's Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb.
but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hand. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really, drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope, federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave. I got nothing to say.
There's no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. You know, now I'm reflecting a little bit on our first 30 minutes. Since I told Dynamite D, I said, look, I'm my biggest fan and my worst critic. I mean, that's true. And it's like tomorrow will be smoother, and then the next day will be smoother. And then next week, you won't even know where it'll be. It'll all be the same thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. But the teaching part's the fun part. You understand? It's like the technical stuff, and you try and pull it in, and you do this, it's like, yeah, whatever. But when you get to teach, that's what's cool.
That part remains the same.
I just love that. That's my favorite thing. All right. I spent so much time. I didn't spend any extra time because of the show. The Lord just had me in there and there, and then I'd been in Revelation.
I thought you was going to spend a little extra time because of the show.
I'm just trying to decide. If I teach Revelation, people are just going to. I don't want people jumping out the windows. Okay, here's your trivia question. What was the name of the commander who had Joseph thrown into prison in the book of Genesis? Remember, Joseph tossed into prison after he's sold from slavery. What was the name of the commander? Not the woman, but the commander who had him tossed into the prison. Who was that? If you think you know, reach out to us with that answer. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well as send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I want to say thank you to Jenny for her nice compliment. Appreciate that, Jenny, who's been praying. And then everybody had really nice compliments. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, at least we didn't pick up the phone and go, it's Sandy. There you go, because that's never happened. I'm just saying. Now, if we were in traffic in San Diego, it's the one place I'll tell you in my life, L.A. and San Diego it's the one area worse than Dallas. Just so much worse.
So it is, Dave.
It's so worse.
Wow.
It's so much worse. It's not even. And then the motorcycles, they don't have to any restraint at all, so they weave in and out while you're driving. So
well,
if you change
I actually
lanes,
see that down here.
It's like, it's just. I think that's dangerous, but hey, what do I know? I'm not driving a motorcycle. All right, here is your jokes just to keep things interesting. We'll just do three of them. I think this one is really a funny one, and if I've said it before, it's too bad because it's still funny. What do you call a timeout in the Lions football game? Now, there's many sub-jokes to this because I'm a Lions guy, right, coming from Detroit, but we won't talk about any of those. What do you call a timeout in the Lions, animals, football game? You call it a pause.
Amazing.
See, a pause because there's a pause. Eggs and ham. A day's work for the chicken, a lifetime commitment for the pig.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay. And what do you? How do you fix a broken chimp with a monkey wrench?
Oh no, you didn't.
Okay. And then why does a mother's kangaroo hope it doesn't rain? Because she doesn't like it when the kids have to play inside.
Oh, dear God, no.
Okay, moving on. Question. What was the name of the commander who had Joseph thrown into prison? That's right. That's all top-notch spiritual stuff right there. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So we did three words last time. So let's do a few more words. Here we are in verse 13. So we just got done in Job 33:12. In this you are not right, and I will show you why. For you, as you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. So why are you bringing charges against him? You say he does not respond to people's complaints. But God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. Wow. I'm telling you, see, I know we can just jump through the Job and just, you know, blitz on from chapter to chapter. But are you kidding? Look at this. God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. What do you mean? Well, if the Lord would just speak to me. He's speaking again and again to believers and to non-believers. You want to hear God speak? Go outside at 9 p.m. and look up. And you will hear the voice of God saying, I am here. Go to the ocean, on the earth. Go out in any boat for a mile or two or 10 or 100 and just be quiet and look around. You will know God is there. God speaks to people on a regular basis. He does it through circumstances. He does it through other people. The most awesome thing is that God speaks to us. This is just fantastic. Through dreams. We already covered this in the book of Job. God gives dreams to people, specific dreams, warning people, telling them, no, don't do this. Don't go in that direction. You think all those dreams are just because you had too many tacos? I agree with you. Some are, but some aren't. And when God speaks to you in a dream, do you not then become accountable? Do you not then owe a response to the king? Do you not then become somebody who has a responsibility? And that's what the Lord does. He speaks to people. And you know what's more amazing is there are times in your life where every Christian has had this happen. Every Christian I've ever met has had this happen, where they stop for a split second and they like go, what just happened? It's like, you know, the Lord has, or something at you, you prayed this prayer and you cannot possibly believe the answer to the prayer came so quick. That is God speaking. And he speaks to us consistently. We're not even talking about the word yet, which is bibliology, which we can get into. It's more mind-blowing. You can't even count the statistical possibilities of somebody, 40 different people in different backgrounds and everything, having the same thread, same theme. It's just impossible. But you would just be amazed if you got into that whole process, and how the two main languages are also their alphabet-oriented languages, so they not just the letters but also the numbers. I mean, it's just it's so cool. I'm not talking about that at all, though I could and I should. But how about just the creation itself? I love this conversation with people, how in the solar system, some moons on one planet rotate one way and some moons on the same planet rotate another way. Oh, sure. How that the moon is structured in such an absolute perfect connection to the earth that the earth doesn't fall out of rotation or to draw fall over here. It's like it's all put together like scientifically. Of course it is. That's God continually speaking. And what we and then the Lord speaks to us personally. You've been in the car, in the house, in a place where you just for a split second thought, what was that? How do you know it wasn't an angel? They are called messengers. I mean, how do you? And so that's the whole point. But he speaks continually. People don't recognize it. You can't escape this. So they're sitting there, and Jesus is being declared by God the Father as the dude. And God speaks. And what do the people say? It thundered. That's what they said. Not God spoke, but it thundered. God speaks to you a lot. What we don't do is we don't get the speech that we want. So we get a little frustrated. Well, I would like God to tell me this. Well, he doesn't need or owe you to tell you anything. So if he's speaking in all these different varieties and ways, again, not even addressing the word, which, by the way, is called the word of God. Okay, I'm just saying, so therein lies words. But I'm just saying, not even addressing that. I'm just simply addressing all the ways that God speaks to you and I. Maybe, like we talked about last week, maybe this is a little bit more about us and our ears and a little too much wax inside the ears. Or maybe a little bit too much stigmatisms in the eyes. Or maybe a little bit too much flesh in the heart. I'm thinking, why'd you pick those three things? Because when you get into the parables, which we're going to do again tomorrow, you're going to find out that Jesus tells people stuff and they don't hear it. He shows people stuff and they don't see it. And he touches them in their heart and they don't respond. This is the same problem that we're talking about here. Wow. What was the name of the commander who had Joseph thrown into prison? His name was Potiphar. That was the guy's name. Falsely accused for rape, thrown into jail. I mean, if anybody had a reason to complain, it was Joseph. But he didn't. So maybe he was hearing God more than we think. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit, whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, They go through this they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this, and what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until He blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finish my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on His throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We still have fun, don't we? We are just one of those. We are those people. We're having fun no matter what. Okay, you guys should get this one. I'm already saying you should get this one, which is kind of a nice way to say you should get this one, because in my heart, I feel like you should get this one. True or false, Pharaoh's mom pulled Moses, had Moses pulled out of the water when he was a baby. True or false? Pharaoh's mom had Mo pulled out of the water when he was a baby. True or false? So you got a 50-50. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Pharaoh's mom had Mo pulled out, had her servant girl pull out Mo out of the water. Remember, Moses means drown out. If you think you know the answer, you can respond to that. Also, we're going to send you up to the website, as we often do. Please don't forget about the money situation, and we're not going to sit there and go, oh, please, can I have some more? Either you partner with us or don't. That's totally cool. But what we do want is we want you to – oh, we got somebody calling in. That's cool. We want you to be connected to us. And so if you can't partner through finances, we're asking you to partner through prayer. So if you can't do it through pennies, oh, this is a good one. If you can't do it through pennies, do it through prayer. But partner with us one way or another. If you can't do it through pennies, do it through prayer. Here's what 2 Corinthians 9:6-7 says. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, right? So check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org!
Yeah. I just want one. I want a machine like that in my head so that when I say something and I know it's the wrong thing, I can pull it back out.
You can rewind it a little
bit. I just think that would be the greatest thing. I'm sorry. I hope Jennifer doesn't tell us. That's fast forwarding. I hope I don't find out that. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, we did our beginning in San Diego. It's got a little bit of things we got to work out, but we got there pretty much the way we need to, as long as we can get the similar spirit going from here in this part to there in that part, we'll be doing okay. So keep us in prayer. I'm telling you, 10, 15 seconds before the show, I have no sound in my mic. It was so funny.
Oh, no.
That's just what those things are. Okay, true or false, Pharaoh's mom had Moses pulled out of the water when he was a baby.
Isn't that false?
You're correct, Amanda! It was Pharaoh's daughter that had him pulled out of the water. And it's really funny because when I did my voice recognition, when I put this question down, I put Pharaoh's daughter, and it put Pharaoh's daughter, like Pharaoh's the ice cream store.
Okay. It's
like, I love voice recognition, not. Anyway. Excellent, excellent job. Can we be praying for you on anything? Or do you have everything going on?
Actually, yes, I was wondering if you could pray for my friend and her husband.
Sure.
Both of them have different conditions, but neither one of them can walk right now.
Ugh.
And I'm just praying that they would be able to be healed and walk again.
Okay. Do you want to use names? You don't have to use names.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Her name is Faith, and his name is Wayne.
Faith and Wayne, right? All right. Let's do
it.
Father, we come before you right now. We just want to thank you for Deborah. She's a blessing, Lord. I pray that you would bless her in her life as much as she's been a blessing to this show. Just pour it right back out upon her. And we're asking right now for Faith and for Wayne, and they're both having separate issues, and you know the issues better than I. I wouldn't be able to figure it out anyway, Lord, but you know everything. And we are petitioning you. We are asking you on their behalf with our faith. And we don't have a ton of faith, but we've got enough that says you can do anything. And we're asking you to do something in their physical lives that they could walk, they could function, they could exist, and they wouldn't be pushed down and discouraged by all the stuff that's going on. Instead, you would put their feet upon a rock, and you would put a new song in their heart. We ask you to do this because, Lord, the petition comes from your daughter, Deborah, and from all of us, your children. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, David. I appreciate that.
You got it. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you know what we didn't do on Friday, which really discouraged me a little?
What was that, Dave?
I don't think we did. We do history? I can't remember. Maybe it was the day before.
No, I think we didn't. Or did we do it at the last minute?
Nah, we might have done it. All right, it doesn't matter. We're doing history now. Let's do it! History!
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
All right, today is Raspberries and Cream Day.
I'll take a little bit.
Yep, that's good for me. I like that. Today is Beach Party Day.
That sounds good, but
yeah, it sounds good.
I don't know what's going on, I guess.
But I guess in 107 degrees, I'm thinking, okay. It's National Water Balloon Day.
I'll take it.
Love water balloon fight.
Little water balloon fight.
Love water balloon fight. And then National Lighthouse Day. National Lighthouse Day. So, you know, it's not as big a deal now with GPS and everything, but believe me, the lighthouse was the center core for not destroying ships left and right. So today is also, this is so funny, it's also Revolving Door Day. Revolving Door is patented by Theophilus Van Kannel. He patented the revolving door, and that patent just keeps going on.
What year was this, Dave?
1888.
Wow.
1888. Somebody said, let's just keep the door going. That's pretty good. 2004, pitcher Greg Maddux won his 300th baseball game. 1990, that was 2004. 1993, Buckingham Palace opens to the public. For $12, visitors can visit the palace where Queen Elizabeth II and family, while they're on vacation, they can visit their house.
Probably a great way to make some money.
I'm telling you. I'm going on vacation, so you stand here, and every person comes in, you get money. And you say, yeah, keep it clean. Get out. Wow. And then finally, 1782, National Purple Heart Day, celebrating the United States, commemorating the August 7th, 1782, when General George Washington created the National Badge of Merit, which later became known as the Purple Heart. In 1782.
I would have never guessed that it goes that far back.
That is amazing stuff. All right. All right, awesome stuff. We love that. That's great. Let's get into our text. Hold on, I'm crumpling up the paper. You guys should be
able
to
hear
that.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. Back up to Job chapter 33, another brilliant portion that's coming in here. So we'll pick it up from 14 because we talked about God talking to us. It says here in Job 33:14, God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. Listen to this, verse 15. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in bed. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with his warnings. He causes them to change their minds. Oh, listen to this. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. You're trying to figure out wherever they use in movies. There's a river and a boat. This is where it's come from. God disciplines people with sickness and pain, with ceaseless aching in their bones, and they lose their appetite and do not care for even the most delicious food. The thing that people tend to forget, and you're just going to hate when I say this, although I love you, so you can only hate me so much, and you can only hate this so much, is that God speaks all the time. Sometimes that speaking isn't Skittles and rainbows and puffy little popcorn clouds and marshmallows expanding and saying, hey, it's me. You know, it's kind of like not always like that. Sometimes the Lord speaks through hardship, through difficult times. And what we do is we think that God doesn't love us because we go through difficult times, or God doesn't love people because this is hard. And yet, that is often one of the better times for us that we might be more listening-like. When things are going great, who are you complaining to? What are you saying except you're dancing and you're happy and you're enjoying? When things are difficult, and what we miss is that God communicating to mankind, whispering in their ears and doing all of these, you know, kind of awesome things, God doing that is mercy. Uh-oh. Nuh-uh, Dave. It's not mercy because I'm going through this really tough trial. Uh-huh. And while you're going through that trial, is there any point where you sit there and you look up and you go, oh, please just help me? Is there any point in your trial, your difficulty, where you turn your eyes upward, you roll against the hardness of it all and just say, I need some divine intervention? That's mercy. Is there anything you go through where it comes to the point where you recognize beyond me, it's beyond me, I can't do anything about it, I can only do what I can do, and now I just can only turn my eyes to you because I don't know what else to do? That is mercy. When you get into a situation where it's beyond you, that's grace manifested so that you will turn your faith and your face to the Lord. He doesn't have to do that. I'm trying to say this in this. Is there a way to say that in a nice way? God doesn't have to have you turn to him. He just does. And all these different ways that he speaks to us, and some of these are just, I mean, just you know, sometimes afflictions, as difficult as they are great adjustment periods for our own mind and heart so that we can get it right with God. Every day he gives us is a gift. Every moment we breathe is a gift. And sometimes we've got to pull it back from us trying to control our universe and surrender to the wisdom and the power, the grace and the mercy and the love and the care and the kindness and compassion of God. So sometimes stop. Okay, Lord, what do I need to address or do to be better in this? If it's not that, Lord, just deliver me. If it is that, Lord, teach me. See that difference? If this trial is not you, or it's not about that, get me out of it. If it is you, open my ears so I can hear. There you go. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand this guilt, can't stand this shame.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I cannot wait, though. I have to do this particular sound. We might interrupt while I'm doing the teaching, but I got to do the sound because it is time for Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
It's now time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. Bible Baloney Beatdown.
I'll knock your brains out if you had any.
I can't believe I'm allowed to do that. I love that. Anyhow, Bible Baloney Beatdown has to do with the kingdom of God. So there are people that go, well, you know, in Scripture, there's so many contradictions. Like, what about when Jesus said, if you're for me, then you're not against me. If you're against me, you're not for me. And they kind of mix it all up and so on and so forth. Let me just help out and just kind of set the record straight, keeping it simple. There are two. Now, watch what I'm going to show you. There are two. Okay. Watch. Somewhere between one and three. There are two. Okay, here you go. One more time. There are two kingdoms. I'm gonna blow your mind when I say this. There is the kingdom of God. Right? Everybody would agree. Okay, got it. Seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And then there is any other attempted kingdom. There is the kingdom of God, and then there's any other attempted kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of men, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. There's the kingdom of God and all the other ones.
Okay? And they're all just wrapped up into one thing. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdoms that are not the kingdom of God. That's all we got. That's all it is. Luke chapter 9, verse 49 through 50. John responded, "Master, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow us." Verse 50. "Don't stop him," Jesus told him, "because whoever is not against you is for you." Keeping this in context, the person is not opposed. This is very important. The person is not opposed, but for the kingdom of God. He's not neutral. He's a kingdom advancer. He's somebody that is advancing the kingdom, casting out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And John is like, well, he's not one of us. Okay, that's a whole separate sermon, a whole separate issue, which I'm sure your pastor has taught on many times, and that is the last thing that you need are a whole bunch of more people just like you or just like me. We need people to be like Jesus, and they don't need to follow us exactly. They need to follow Jesus, and I don't want to reproduce 1,000 me's. I want people reproducing being Jesus, because I'm not going to do anything, but people who are more like Jesus, they make a difference. And in context, this person was advancing the kingdom by driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. He's a kingdom advancer.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question. Ooh, this is a good one. How old was Moses when he decided to visit the Israelites the first time around when he was still living in the temple? How old was he when he's like, I'm going to go visit my people and see what they're doing? Although he probably didn't do it with that kind of twang, you think?
Does that answer have a zero in it, Dave?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yes,
that's all I'm asking.
Although I don't think he did that. I'm going to go, well, Tower Nation. I don't think he did that. I think he probably went, you know what? Today, I got some good coin beef. I'm going to go see my people right now. Hello. I want to see them.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I go with. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So remember, this is the first time around. That's the important part. First time around. Okay, got that. All right. If you think you know, reach out to us. That's fantastic. This last part of Job, I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot miss this. If you miss this, I will cry. I will weep. I will do all these things because listen to this. This is Job 33. This is why I won't do it. I won't do it because listen to this at verse 23 and look where we don't see the gospel in Job. It's like, what? What do you mean the gospel in Job? Okay? All right. Verse 23, Job 33. "But if a special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person, to declare that he is upright, God will be gracious and say, 'Set him free. Do not make him die. I have found a ransom for his life.'" Just stop. See, this is what people are like. There goes the airplane. Well, there goes another one. Why? Look at what it says. If there is a special messenger, an angel, a message, heavenly being, some, you know, whatever their text or translation, could care less. Special messenger from heaven is there to intercede for a person. I don't know who's interceding for me. Let it be. Could it be? Jesus? Oh, yeah. He's interceding for me. If there's a special messenger that's there to intercede, to declare that he is upright. Oh, how are you made upright? How are you made upright before the Lord? Is it by your own righteousness, which are filthy rags before the eyes of God, or the redeeming righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is imputed to you and imparted to you so that you can function in this great relationship with the Lord? And then it says, God will be gracious and say, set him free. If you are in the Son, you shall be set free. and you shall be free indeed. In fact, you should look at Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 1, which promises us freedom in Jesus Christ. Do not make him die. I have found a ransom for his life. Who ransomed for your life? Jesus. Do you know how many things in a row that is? That's five things in a row in Job chapter 34, verse 23 and 24, that all point to a salvation and a savior and deliverance. That's in Job. That's in Job. I want you just to get this. You can't miss this, okay? And we'll get the caller in a split second. There's a hidden gem here. It's the proclamation of the gospel found in here. The Lord mentions that people are longing for a messenger. If the messenger prays for a person's righteousness, their righteousness will be declared. If God responds and will respond in an answer to their prayers, God will answer the prayer in the air. The answer to the prayer for a special messenger is Jesus. He intercedes for us, and we have this position ourselves to receive blessings from this special messenger. John 1:16 says we all receive one blessing after another through Jesus. It's like, you're kidding, right? And then we discover that God actually hears our prayers. If you ask anything in my name, it will be done. Oh, I'm done. Okay. Mic drop. See ya. This is in Job, the forerunner, right? You don't think that's a... And do you think if we would have skipped passages, like going a whole chapter and a whole chapter, we'd have caught? I never saw that. I'm like, how could I not even... And yes, I know it's not that perfect correlation, but look how close that is. Testifying to the gospel ahead of time again. Again. Yes, with Abraham, but with Job. Wow. I mean, you got to get this. This is just like, wow. Like, wow. Let me just say that again. Wow. All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Okay. Well, I'm saying wow.
Okay. Wait. Say that again?
All I can say is wow.
Wow. I love it. I love it, brother. That's a great. I mean, isn't that amazing, though? You're looking at that. It's like, I've never seen that in Job. I've read Job multiple times. Like, how did I miss that? It's like, wow. It's right there.
I know. I have those wow moments every day.
Oh, that's just incredible. All right. How old?
Okay.
How old was Mo?
Your shoes from your feet for your stand on holy ground. He was 80 years old.
That's right. Now, how old was he when he first visited before he went out there, right? Before he saw the birdie bitch.
40 when he left.
That's right! That's it right there! And so he was 40 when he initially went to Israel. And you know what he did? He jumped into ministry early, and the result of that was somebody died. It's like, yep. That's not a good way to start your ministry. It's like, that's a bad way. It's
hey,
like,
Dave, I've got a friend. She's not able to walk right now. She's having a hard time to find a place to stay that'll help her. Would you say pray for her? Name's Teresa.
Her name's Teresa?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's pray for her, okay? Father.
And my son has COVID. Pray for both of them.
Okay, what's his name?
Johnny.
Johnny? All right, let me pray for you. You want to hang on or you want to hang up? Up to you.
I'm listening on the radio.
Okay, got it.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. All right, let's do it. Let's pray. Let's bring it before the Lord. Let's take our faith and combine our faith. That's what we do. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We just thank you and praise you for everything. Your kindness exceeds us, just better than we are. We come up with all of our brilliant theories or whatever, Lord. You're in charge. You're the only one. You're the one that we have to answer to. We lift up Therese, too, she's in a bad way. I don't even know everything, except I know this. You can heal her. You can touch her, and we ask you to do that very thing. We offer up our faith before you. Lord, we hope it's a mustard seed, a pure mustard seed. Please heal Teresa in the name of Jesus. Johnny, his son has got COVID. We're just asking you to just touch his body. Everybody's gone through the ups and downs.
And we're asking for your healing power to touch his body and get him out of that situation. And we've got people all over our little radio group, Lord, our little fellowship, that need a touch, a physical touch. Some people with physical pains and some people with emotional pains. But we are asking you, because you are the God of comfort, to show your power. I mean, show the power of your kingdom in these people's lives. They might know that you have touched them. That's the thing, that they might know that you have touched them. We pray that in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so here's how we're going to actually end the show. Okay, I want to kind of share something with you and make sure we all get on the same page. So we're going to do some different things. We're kind of getting – I'm almost done with the book of Hebrews. I can just tell you that right now. So I'm, you know, deciding whether we're going to go Genesis or whether we're going to go Genesis or even Revelation or 1 Samuel. I mean, there's a lot in play, okay? So if I do whatever I do, I need you guys to be praying, because I don't always know what I'm doing. I guarantee you I don't do everything right, so you don't have to worry about that. The answer is no. So you just be praying for us. But here's the deal. The deal is I really do believe the Lord wants us to be just more of a blessing to other people around us. And it's like that's going to really require a little bit less focusing in and a little more focusing out. And nobody's looking to, I'm not expecting myself or anybody else to do this perfectly, but look at one step at a time. Let's start with an awareness of the people around us. That's the thing you pray. Lord, help me to be aware. Open up my eyes. Remember what Jesus said, watch and pray. But to watch means we have to look. So let's increase our awareness. That's what I'm asking everybody to be a part of, okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.